Today on Diving Deeper Shorts, we revisit our previous interview on geodesy with Drew Smith from NOAA's National Geodetic Survey. Let's listen in. Drew, I have to tell you that geodesy wasn't a word I was very familiar with before preparing for this interview. Will you tell us what inspired you to study geodesy in the first place?
Sure, Kate. I was actually studying land surveying in college, and during my senior year, I took a course called Elements of Geodesy. That was also the first time I'd heard that word. That course basically took the flat earth world of surveying that I'd been studying and put it on a curved earth. It opened my eyes to a whole new way of measuring the world. I absolutely loved the course, and I decided to stay on and study geodesy through my PhD. After I finished, I joined the National Geodetic Survey, and I've been here ever since.
Drew, how do we measure points on the Earth's surface?
Well, geodesists, that's what scientists are called who study geodesy, basically assign coordinates, which is kind of like a unique address to points all over the Earth. If you were to stick pins in a model of the Earth and then give each of those pins a coordinate, you'd be doing what geodesists do. Before the space age, geodesists used to determine the coordinates of points by using Earth-based surveying tools, measuring angles, distances between points. Now, most of our work is done using space-based tools like the Global Positioning System, or more commonly known as GPS. But no matter what the tool is, geodesists still do the same work, which is very accurately defining the coordinates of points on the surface of the Earth in a consistent manner. This set of accurately measured points then becomes what we call a spatial reference system, which is basically a system that allows different kinds of maps to be consistent with one another.
Drew, what are some of the other benefits of geodesy?
That's a good question, Kate. Some of the other benefits of geodesy are, for example, to the transportation industry. So here's a great example. I really love this one. By providing charts that are accurate to centimeters and using GPS technology on a ship, which also can position the ship to centimeters, if those two locations are done consistently, say in the National Spatial Reference System, then you have the ability to know where the bottom of that ship is relative to the bottom of the ocean, to a couple of centimeters. And this means that a ship could put on extra cargo, sink deeper into the water, and still know that they're safely navigating through a channel. And the beauty of that is more cargo directly relates to an economic benefit to the shipping industry. So extra accuracy due to geodetic tools allows the shipping industry to have a pretty significant economic benefit.
That's all for today's Diving Deeper Shorts, where we highlight a few minutes of your favorite Diving Deeper episodes. Want to learn more? Go to oceanservice.noaa.gov/podcast.html and select the May 2009 podcast archive to listen to the full interview with Drew Smith on geodesy. You can catch the next episode of Diving Deeper on January 27th.